Through its unconditional support for Israel, the American government has become one of the biggest obstacles to achieving peace. Consequently, the struggle for peace and justice in the Middle East will have to be waged here in the United States.
Because the United States has primary responsibility for this. There's nothing either anti-Semitic or being a self-hating Jew and condemning U.S. policies which underlie massive atrocities and have been blocking a peaceful settlement. I've led the world pretty close to war several times, nuclear war. These are things that we ought to be concerned about. I mean, what Israel does, it's for them to worry about. What we do is for us to worry about.
Americans need to wake up and find out what's happening in their name throughout the world. They have a responsibility. If they pretend to live in a democratic society, which is being eroded in terms of how democratic it is, to find out what your government is supporting, what it's doing overseas in your name with your tax dollars.
I mean, people here do not want to send helicopters to attack civilians. You know, if people know what's going on in the occupied territories, they're not going to want to support it. I mean, any more than they support other atrocities that we're responsible for. So you keep it quiet. Describe it as a defense against terrorism, not as brutal military occupation which is evoking resistance. If U.S. policy shifts, the coverage will shift.
The occupation doesn't serve security. And if the American public opinion will come to understand this very truth that we believe in, we hope that the administration, that the president will do whatever he can in order to help to facilitate a peace talks which will bring end to the occupation on one hand, safety and security to Israel on the other hand, and decent life for the Palestinians, as he suggested in his speech. He said it very beautifully, but he's doing nothing about it.
The only way that Israel will have peace and security is by making peace with our neighbors. The only way that we will have a safe Israel is by making a just peace with the Palestinians.
Their struggle in many ways is a just struggle. What are they struggling? They're struggling for a state. We in Israel have a state. The American people have a state. Why shouldn't the Palestinian people have a state?